This one's dead. Go get me another one. Is it working now? All right. Acts chapter 4 is where I'll be at tonight. If you didn't, I'm sure everybody would have struggled to hear me without this, wouldn't you? Amen. Acts chapter number 4, and one of my favorite passages of scriptures in this entire story. And we're gonna pick up there just a little bit and just read just a little bit of this passage. But of course, you remember, and everything that's transpiring here is, this is a place where chapter 3, they went up to the temple, and listen, silver and gold they had none. But thank God, such as they had, they gave in the name of the Lord of hosts. Let's look at the Bible. We're going to pick up reading. We're going to look in verse number 12 just because it's good, and then we'll read on down from there. And the Bible says this, says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Thank God, he said in verse 13, says, now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them. Notice the Bible says that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them. It's manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And the Bible said they called and commanded them not to speak at all, nor to teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge it. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, thank God, didn't do much good, did it? Amen. Said they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. Last verse, verse 22, how the Bible says, for the man was above 40 years old, upon whom the miracle of this healing was showed. Heavenly Father, we bow our head before you one more time. And to God, we sure thank you tonight for what we've already felt in our heart. God, it sure has been a good place to be for me. I thank you, Lord, standing there tonight. And to God, just listen to the good singing. God, I thank you for the good presence of God. I thank you for the old songs of Zion that do just what they're supposed to do. And God, they draw us into your presence. Father, they draw us back to Calvary. And they draw us further to heaven. God, they put something on the inside of our heart. I pray for a few minutes of time tonight. Oh God, help us to preach as a dying man. And God, never sure to preach again. And Father, if this is the last time that God we ever get to say anything, I pray, help me to say the best thing that we ever have said about you. And Lord, I love you tonight because you first loved me. Help me, Lord, be my prayer. In Christ's name we humbly beg and ask. Amen and amen. And you can be seated. I'd say this to you tonight, friend. I think it is a mighty big blessing. And when you open up your Bible and you come in Acts chapter 2, and the Bible says in Peter, I thank God among the 11 he stood up. I want to say this, I'm glad that Peter wasn't just a one-hit wonder. I'm glad, thank God, when he stood up, he stayed up. Amen. I'd say this to you, friend. That'd do us all good. You remember in Acts chapter 2, at the end of the Bible said, and if they all continued, that's steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Had they something about being faithful to the Lord. Amen. And thank God. Listen, friend. I want you to understand. You find the next page. And they're walking in the temple. There's a lame man. And before this day said and done, that lame man's jumping up and he's sleeping. He's running down the temple. Thank God. And all the Baptists and all the brethren, they said this ought not be like that. But some sometimes you just can't help it, amen. That sometimes God come passing by your way. That sometimes God does something so big for you. I thank God that you can't help but let it out, amen. Oh, listen. I'm telling you, thank God they sometimes that don't have to necessarily be in the house of God. But they ought to be sometime somewhere. I bet the God of heaven gets so big in your life and gets to coming out somewhere. Amen. It's a mighty big blessing. I thank God there's nobody else around. That's just you and God. And then God gets to meeting with you. And you know it ain't somebody else's fire. And it ain't somebody else's fellowship. That's because there's a relationship between you and God. I mean, thank God, listen. I like it. Now, don't misunderstand me. And don't take what I'm saying and go the wrong way with it. And man, I like to preach in the house of God. And everybody's minding God. It helps the preacher. Amen. Thank God when you ain't set on the service. And when folks is interested in testifying and the singing and getting in on it. But every now and then it's good to be in the midst of a dead service. And when ain't nobody stirring nothing up. And when everybody's miserable and they want to go home. And then you get up, thank God, and God gets to helping you anyhow. It ain't cause of them, thank God. It ain't cause it was a grace. It was a great environment. That's cause you got a real relationship between you and God, amen. And listen, if the Lord help us, you understand they come down chapter 4. Everybody's upset about the miracle. Here's what you find. And these men saw the miracle and they heard the message. And they heard what they had to say about Christ. But then they looked at the men and they said, we don't even understand how this has happened. How in the world these men have done what was just said. And they did some figuring. Some calculating, if you will. And as they began to figure and calculate, they said there's only one reason and why these men can say what they say and why these folks can do what they do. They said they must have been with Jesus. Amen. And thank God, listen. And they didn't say they must have spent time with Gamaliel. And they didn't say, thank God, that they must have spent time with Peter or Paul or somebody else. And they said they must have been with Jesus. Amen. If the Lord help me for a few minutes of time, I'd like to preach on this song. And you won't have to tell nobody. It'll show up on you. Amen. It'll show up on you. Thank God. If you've been spending some time with the Lord, it'll show up on you. You can't help it. Amen. Thank God you can't help it. But it'll show up somewhere. It's untelling where it might show up. But I'll promise you, if you spend time with the Lord, it will show up. Amen. I'm going to give you three or four things tonight and how be done. Thank God. I want to say this. In the first place, I got to thinking about that it'll show up on you as it showed up on Moses' face when he was in the fog. Amen. Thank God he didn't have to tell nobody, Brother Jerry. He had been with the Lord. And when he came down off the mountain, they all looked at him and his face was shining. Thank God. Thank God. I've heard somebody say about when somebody got born again by the grace of God and said they came up and they say, man, they even look different. And that's because they do. Amen. Have they passed from death to life? Have they got out of hell in heaven? Amen. I'll guarantee you, friend, that makes a difference in the way somebody looks. Amen. I thank God I don't understand tonight why folks go backwards. But I think it ought to show up on us. And look here, friend. You put me around a bunch of sourpusses, and I'll promise you they ain't spent no time with the Lord. Amen. You can't spend time with somebody that sweet and it not rub off on you a little bit. Amen. Thank God. And you telling me to say, preacher, I'm spending time with the Lord. But I still talk ugly to my wife. I'm still mean to my kids. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Amen. And thank God there ain't a chance in this world, friend. And you've spent time with the Lord. If you're in a bad way, go get in your prayer closet. Get to calling on the God of heaven. And when God comes passing by your way, I promise you, you'll walk out of that place better than you went into it. And when you really meet with God, I'm not talking about when you say just a few words. I promise you this, even my dog knows when I've met with the Lord. Amen. I get in there sometimes. I get to shouting. I've noticed this. I've got one dog I'm teasing when I say this. But I've got one dog, Brother Delmer, I say it's saved. And another one I think's lost. I'll get in my prayer closet. That's my garage. And sometimes, Brother Gavin, I'll get to meeting with God and I'll get to shouting. And as soon as I get to shouting, that one dog gets close to me and the other one runs out the room. And thank God, even they know, amen, and when something's going on, ain't it amazing? If my dog knows, thank God, I'm persuaded my wife knows. I'm persuaded my kids know. I'm persuaded my church knows. And thank God, you ain't got to tell nobody. Hey, you ain't got to tell nobody you've been studying your Bible. It'll show up on you, thank God. If what you're thinking about and what you're studying on is the Lord, it just comes out in conversation. And you just can't help it, amen. I want you to listen, friend. And Moses got up on that fog. And the Bible, let me just give you a little bit. In chapter 34, and we find that the Bible says this. He said, the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee out two tablets. In verse 2, he says it like this. He said, and be ready in the morning. He said, to come up in the morning unto the Mount Sinai. He said, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. He will know, thank God, how to get it to show up on you. How you present yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, here am I. Amen. Oh, yes, friend. How you get in that place, thank God, where you ain't trying to pray, you know you. 17 Hail Marys. I'd go down your name list. I'd start talking. Let me, I have to get this out of my, and some things get in my spirit and I have to get them out. And to thank God, you get to be the recipients of it. All right. How about one of those things I was talking with a fellow the other day? And the brother said, this is what he said. He said, I doubt if you don't have a prayer list. I doubt if you've got any kind of prayer life. And now that might sound real good and spiritual. And I think a fellow ought to have a prayer list. I think you ought to have names you write down and pray for. But I'm going to tell you this. I thank God, prayer lists or not. If you got a prayer partner, you got a prayer life. Amen. I thank God. I've went into my closet many a time and with just my list. I went in with my list and I walked out with my list. But I'm telling you, there's been sometimes, thank God, I found you get in that place and where God gets to helping you and them lists go out the window. Amen. All of a sudden, God just begins to bring people before you and then you're hooked in and hooked up. And you need a prayer partner. Amen. If you're going to do any praying, I'm saying, friend, listen, hey, it'll show up on you. And God said that place. And the first thing you find about Moses is he was in that place alone. And thank God, wasn't nobody else up there with him. He just went there, just healed, and got alone. And Brother Shannon, I wish somebody would have sang, Andy walks with me, and he talks with me. And thank God. And he tells me how I'm his own. Oh, listen, I'm telling you, friend, and there is something sweet about being alone with God. Amen. I mean, listen, I get uncomfortable around people, but I've never got uncomfortable around the Lord when he's been helping me. That's a sweet spot to be in. And thank God, I'm more uncomfortable when he ain't there. You ever went in that prayer closet and it felt like, listen, you could almost watch it. There's been times I've been preaching and it's like the words come out of your mouth and they fall on the floor in front of you. I don't like that, thank God. And boy, I like it when the Holy Ghost, I feel like it seemed like hooked up to 440 on the inside. How the heaven's being poured down. I thank God. Listen, it don't even matter, thank God. And you're just enjoying a time with the Lord, amen. Oh, yes, listen. I'm telling you, it's a place you'll have to get to alone. But there's so many folks that get there. I want you to notice what there is. It seems like when you get to that place, you got to be interested in talking about what he wants to talk about. And watch what he said in verse number 5. He said, the Lord descended in the cloud, and he stood with him there, and he proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him, and he proclaimed the Lord. He said, the Lord God, have mercy merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and in truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity, transgressions and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, upon the children's children, even to the third and the fourth generation. Verse 9, he said, if now I found grace in thy sight. Hey, I'll tell you what will help you pray. I'll figure out what God wants to talk about and just listen for a while. Amen. And said this, look here. You can't make this up. Have the Lord come passing by his way. He said, this is what I want to talk about. Have the Lord. Amen. And then he said it again. Have the Lord God. Amen. And before very long started talking about and not just who he was, but what he did. I'm telling you, thank God, you want to get a real good. I mean, you want to get good and hooked in your prayer life. And you just start talking about Jesus and then start thanking him for what he's done. It won't be too long, good neighbor, until the Lord will show up. Amen. And then everybody will know how you've spent some time with God. Amen. It will show up on you. Amen. Oh, yes. I thought about this. Thank God we finally get to that place alone. But then I noticed he don't just get there. Thank God he stays there for a pretty good while. Notice the Bible said, verse 29, said it came to pass when he came down. Verse 28, rather, he says this. And he was there, amen, with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. At verse 29, it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand. When he came down from the mount that Moses wist not, at the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. And when Aaron and all the other children of Israel saw Moses, and behold, the skin of his face shone. And the Bible said they were afraid to come nigh to him. I want to say this, friend. I don't find where Moses said, hey, y'all, I've spent time with God. Hey, y'all, for 40 days, I've been, listen, he didn't make a Facebook post about it. He didn't lay down with the two tablets of stone and take a selfie with his coffee mug. He just went and met with God. Amen. He didn't have to tell nobody. He didn't put it on the prayer line. He didn't put it on Facebook. It wasn't on Instagram. He didn't Snapchat nobody about it. Oh no, thank God. And Moses just came down off the mountain and everybody around him knew where he had been. Amen. I went to God. Thank God. And listen, you say, preacher, I don't want that. Then pray it for me. Amen. I'd like to have more of it. And thank God I like it. If it ain't for you, and just take your portion and say, God, give it to Brother Kevin. He seems to like it. I'm telling you, thank God. And there ain't nothing like and meeting with God and God helping you when it's just you and him. Amen. Amen. Ain't nothing like it. I mean, ain't nothing like, thank God, waking up. And listen, I don't know if you know this or not. And I can't attest to these other preachers, but some of the best messages I've ever got. And don't get nervous on me. Look here. I don't even know how to tell you this. I don't even look to try to find a message. I just like to study my Bible. And then God gets the burden in my heart and pulls something out of it. But thank God, some of the best messages, Brother Nathaniel, I've ever got in my life, and they've happened about 3:30 in the morning. And it's like I went from a dead sleep until the Holy Ghost said, wake up. And to thank God, wake up. And God will be giving me something. I'm ashamed to tell you, there's been a few times I said, Lord, I'd rather sleep. Would you let me remember it when I wake up later? And I thank God, and I thought, Miss Anita, I thought it'll still be there. I thought this is too good for me to ever forget. And then only to wake up at 6:30 and feel like I got spiritual Alzheimer's. I couldn't remember nothing that I thought about before. I thought I couldn't forget it, and God wouldn't let me remember it. And so you know what I did now? I'm not listening. I'm just some dumb. I ain't plumbed up. And so what I figured I'd start doing is I'd just keep me a pen and a piece of paper. Because if somebody as big as God and decides to start talking to somebody as little as me, I thank God I better. I think it's important enough to write it down. Amen. And I've written it down. I woke up sometimes too late and not even remember it. And look over and think, thank God, thank God, thank God. I'll be like, where did that come from? Hallelujah. I'm just saying, it's good to spend time with God. It'll show up on you, amen. Oh, yes. Listen, I don't know how to tell y'all some of this stuff. But some of the best times, some of the best, you do with it whatever you want to. But some of the best times I have been after, I've had a week, you know, I ain't worked. I ain't had to do nothing. You know what I got to do just for a whole week, amen. Just spend time with God. And then you get to get in the pulpit. And when you spend time with God for a whole week and ain't been nothing else to do but spend time with God, I'll guarantee you, listen, you want to know what will help you sing? I think you ought to practice singing. That's good. You know what will help your singing, amen? And go somewhere and just spend time with God, amen. I think about some of the folks I love to hear most say, there's nobody ever had to tell me that Patsy Henderson spent time with God, amen. There ain't nobody ever had to say it. Thank God when she stood up. Thank that little hand got to waving. The next thing you knew, all of heaven was falling. Brother Wayne, nobody had to say, wonder where that came from. She must be talented. No, thank God. She spent some time with the Lord, amen. And it showed up on her, amen. Oh, listen, it'll show up on your face if you've been in the fog. I mean, listen, walk out of here. You know God's got to really meeting with you. You walk out of here and your face changes. Folks are happier, amen. And then sometimes, you know, after it's been a little dry, folks walk out of here and they're happy when they came in. They're mad when they leave. And you say, what happened? Thank God. Listen, we don't meet with, I don't know if you understand it. This is bullseye or bust, friend. We came to meet with the God of heaven, thank God. And if we don't meet with the God of heaven, then we've missed it, amen. How these folks say, listen, it's all right to just have an okay service. I ain't never found that in the Bible, amen. I think, thank God, every one of them ought to be grand slams, 45 touchdowns, whatever other sports illustration you want. I think they ought to be the best they've ever been. Every time we leave the house of God, I think we ought to say, man, that was better than the last time, and it'll be better the next time than it was this time. And because God's sweeter and sweeter, we're closer and closer, it ought to get good, amen. Oh, yes. It'll show up on your face when you've been in the fog. I want to say this, it'll show up in your faith when you've been in the fire. You don't have to tell nobody. You don't have to look here. Nobody had to tell them in Daniel chapter 3. Nobody had to tell Nebuchadnezzar that thank God Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael, they spent time with God. Yeah. Nobody had to say that, amen. Nobody had to say, I wonder what happened to them. I wonder how in the world they made it through that fire. Hey, wasn't nobody had to wonder that, was he? I even got to thinking about this. Listen, if you'll get in that fog, it'll show up and it'll help your friends. But if you'll just have your faith through the fire, it'll help your foes too, amen. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar's an unbeliever. You know the story better than I do, thank God. I mean, got that big image and they refuse to bow down. Thank God, and they get thrown in the fire. But I got thinking about this. When they got in that fire, Brother Savage, I thought about the order. I thought about at least four things that Nebuchadnezzar found out. First of all, he found out that Christ wouldn't leave them. Amen. He said, did not we cast three in there? And he said, I see four. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you, good friend, I don't know what fire you'll go through, but I'm glad to report to you this. You'll not go through one without him. Amen. That's the good news. Tomorrow might be a pretty rough day. Tomorrow it might be all she wrote. Thank God tomorrow. That next call that comes across the prayer line, I might say, thank God that's all she wrote. Brother Kevin's went on. But look here, good neighbor, it will not be the bad day that you think it will. It'll be a good day for me. Amen. I was even thinking about, listen, I'm just glad for the grace of God. I got down in that place and thank God, listen, he said, what's going on here? They ought to be screaming out in pain. And it looks like instead of screaming and a sorrowing and a crying, it looks like they're having a pretty good time. What about that? He said, we see four men. He said, and they're loose. He found out that, thank God, that Christ wouldn't leave them, and they found out that the bonds wouldn't hold them. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. Hey, you get along with God in the fire, it'll show up on you. That's some of those bonds that held the folks of God down so long. Hey, man, it'll show up.
up and they'll break off, amen. And thank God, I hope I'm there when it happens. And when some of the people of God, thank God, finally get out from under and the bondage of world, and the bondage of sin, and the bondage of their own self, and they just say, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord, amen. Well, I hope I'm there. I've been there when it's happened to some folks. Thank God, I've been in here before. And look here, and listen, there's not too many voices that I don't know when they start saying something. But I've sat on the front row before. Brother John, somebody get to testifying. And me think, man, who in the world's that? Amen. And you know what happened, thank God. As somewhere in that thing, Brother Jeff, they got to spending time with the Lord. And the Lord reminded them that Christ hadn't left them. And their bonds couldn't hold them. He said, I see four men in that thing. He said, they're loose and they're walking around. He said, on whom the fire has no hurt. And that's the third thing that the foes found out. Have they found out that Christ wouldn't leave them? Have found out that the bonds wouldn't hold them? Have thank God, look here, good friend. I mean, standing where we're standing at right now, ain't it a blessing to be reminded of all of those things? And then thank God, I thought, have they said four men loose walking around and the fire has no hurt? Have found out that the flames had no power over them. Hey, listen, I don't know about you, but that is a blessing when I hear from Brother Andrew talking. And I think, thank God, that may discourage you, but it, man, it charges my heart. He says, hey, I'm ready to head back to Iraq. And don't tell my wife, but I said, hey, if you need somebody to go with you, amen. I thank God, if you're going, I want to go. I mean, there's something about somebody charging hell, and it does something on the inside of my heart. Hey, something about them fellas who said, listen, let bombs fall all around us, and let the wicked rain, and let the Muslims try to charge us. I'm going on for Jesus. And there's never been a better time, never been a better place, and for the people of God, for it to show up on us, and that for it to show up on us right now, amen. And man, listen, you might be in a fire, give a little time, and God will use it, and for the glory of God, amen. He said, thank God, let him cry, he ain't bothering me. That's a listen. I mean, he showed up and he said, that fourth one, he said, he's likened to the Son of God. I mean, they found out, listen, two verses down there. This is what I really like. I don't know why everybody's so quiet all of a sudden. But thank God, this is what I really like. I like it when it says in the smoke. The smell of smoke. It wasn't even on them. Now listen, I've came through some fires, but I usually tell everybody about the smoke, amen. I don't know how to even tell you that. I mean, listen, we all get in some fires, and we'll say, let me tell you about how rough today was. Let me tell you about how, but thank God, how they came high stepping out of that furnace. I'm sure they wasn't nobody volunteered to reach down there and help them out. And good news. And when it came time for them to get out, they didn't need no help getting out. Because the one that was there with them, it was the one that would lead them out of it. And the next thing you find, three Hebrew boys come high stepping it out. And when they get out the other side, it just showed up on them. And Nebuchadnezzar, nobody told them. They didn't share the gospel. All of a sudden, Nebuchadnezzar said, their God must be God. Amen. Listen, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength's small. Y'all listen to me? I mean, thank God everybody can shout when things is going great. Yeah. Amen. Everybody can shout. And I mean, listen, God help us tonight. You check on your 401k tomorrow and it's went through the roof. Somebody gets a phone call and they quit. Your Bitcoin found out. Went from 70,000 to 400 million. You've got some of it and you say, thank God, thank God. Easy to shout when there's wind in your sails. Right. Little different when you're in the fire. Amen. But thank God there's something about it. When them three Hebrew boys come out, everybody knew where they'd been. They wasn't talking about the fire. They was talking about they had been with Christ. Amen. Thank God, I'm telling you, if you show up there, it will show up on you. Your faith in the fire. But then I thought about this. Thank God, last thing I want to say for you, it will show up on you. A favor that you've been in the field of God. Amen. I mean, Moses showed up on him and he'd been up in the mountain. It showed up on the three Hebrews, and they was down in the fire. But it showed up on Ruth, as she had been in his fields. Thank God. Listen, I don't know how to make you happy, amen. But I'm telling you this ought to do it, amen. There is a blessing, thank God. Hey, you remember she went out one day, I didn't know where she was going, just looking for grace in somebody's field. And the Bible says her hap. There's a Bible term that's a good one right there. The hap of the people of God. I'm glad my hap landed on his hap. Amen. I don't know how to tell you that. You said, what's a hap? It's good. Amen. All I'm telling you, thank God. As she got in there, you remember what it says? It said she got to gleaning. And then she got in the house and he rested her some parched corn. And when she rested him some parched corn, the next thing he said is, I want her to come in the sheaves. And the Bible says she got an ephah worth. Boy, that's a good terminology. And you say, how much is an ephah? Well, it's enough to feed one person for 10 days. Amen. Or enough to feed two people for 5 days. Amen. Thank God. Oh, well. I could dance on that one a little bit. I believe it'd be right in the Lord too. Thank God. I'm telling you, she walked out of there. And you remember when she came back? Brother Ty, she just had her hands full. And thank God, listen. Oh, Naomi looked over at her. And she said, where have you been? Amen. I said, we don't know who it is. Quite literally what she says is, who is it that took knowledge of thee? And thank God, I'm glad for the day. The God of heaven and took knowledge of me and let me get in his fields and where I have found favor. I wonder how some of them conversations must have went. And no doubt there was a feller said to her, do you got a husband? And she said, no, I'm husbandless. I said, you got any children? And she said, no, I'm childless. I said, you got a home? And she'd say, no, I'm homeless. I said, you got any money? And she say, no, I'm penniless. I said, do you got a God? And she'd say, oh, yes. I may be a lot of things, but I am not godless. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Don't just thank God, keep you teaching nothing like this. But let me tell you, by the end of the chapter, at chapter 5, they said, you got a husband? And she said, yes. And you got a child? And she said, yes. And you got a home? She said, yes. Have you got any pennies? And she'd say, yes. How do you got God? She'd say, yes. I still got him. Still got him. Still got him. Amen. Oh, yes. Nobody had to say, where you been? Thank God. What she knew was this. She had been in somebody's field who had taken notice of her. Amen. 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 Look here, friend. Davis and my boys, and sometimes I'll have some rebels come in the drugstore, and them rebels will start talking about Davis's dad was a rebel. And they'll say something about Davis's dad being a rebel. They'll say, you know, your dad was a rebel. And I'll say, son, you can't pay no attention to them. Right. They don't know nothing. Right. Thank God. They don't know nothing. He didn't know nothing about that, Donnie, till some other rebel told him. You know why? All he's ever known is his dad sitting in the field of God's favor. That's all he's ever known. That's all he's ever known. Ain't never walked on his dad watching a dirty movie. Ain't never heard his dad say a dirty word. Amen. Say amen, son. Ain't never seen me be... Hey, you ain't neither, thank God. Never seen me be ugly to their mama. I mean, thank God. I mean, listen, friend, I don't know what to tell you. Have they not watched their dad walk around running half naked? I'm telling you, all these boys has ever known is that their dad has been in the fields of God's favor. And thank God I didn't put myself there. If there was a day somebody else had set me in that field. And thank God in Ezekiel chapter 16, and thank God you'll find there was a day that God came passing by Israel. He said, man, I looked out and I saw you and you was in your own blood. He said, and I said, live. And yes, I said, live. Amen. Amen. Thank God, and I lived. Amen. Just like they did. Amen. I'm saying this, boys. Hey, some folks, all you've ever known, all your whole life, Eli, Owen, Chloe, you ain't known nothing else. And thank God for it. Thank God for it. Why would I want to go to the fields of the far country of the world when I can stay in the fields of my Father's favor? Amen. Thank God. Why? And I'm going to say this. There's some of you in here, and you was somewhere else. And there was a time, Adam Beatty, golly, hallelujah. Oh, Adam Beatty got talking about the Lord. Golly, that was a helping me. This ain't a spiritual world, word, but I was saying hot dogs, amen. Amen. Boy, I got thinking about that. Thinking about Jesse, God just coming by his way. And the only thing anybody around him knew one day was that something was different than it was the day before. He didn't have to tell nobody he wasn't a Mormon no longer. Thank God. He stopped showing up to the priest and wearing weird underwear and all that other stuff. Thank God. He decided, I'm going to come to the house of God. Start worshiping the Lord. Thank God, I'm going to start singing songs about come thou fount from ever blessed, amen. I'm going to hear at Calvary, and I'm going to sing it from the bottom of my soul. I'm going to quote Colossians 2:14 every time I get a chance. I thank God he didn't have to tell nobody. It just showed up, amen. If you just go spend time with God, I mean, listen, we got this whole thing backwards. I want to say this. That fellow that Friday night, and I promise you, I mean no disrespect, but I want to tell y'all, some of y'all that, you know, you'd wonder what I'd say to somebody. That last night of that revival, and that young man came up and said, I want to share his testimony. I told him, I just took him right here. That's all I said to him. I said, before you stand up and share a testimony in the house of God, and then we don't see you no more, and I've got to explain to this one, this one, this one, and this one, why it is some people stand up and they shout her down, but we never see a faithful life. I said, so before you stand up and testify, I said, what about this? Why don't you just come be faithful to the house of God for about a month? I said, then I'll let you stand up and testify. And he said, I'll be here Sunday. He ain't been here. Not seen him. Probably won't be back, Brother Bill, honestly. Probably won't be back, but I'm going to tell you this. If you'll just go spend time with God, you don't have to get up and tell everybody that you spent time with God. It'll hey! It'll show up on you. Now I'm gonna say this. Y'all listen, I'm done preaching. Allison, you come on. You come on. I wanna tell you this. Just as sure, Nate, as you don't have to tell nobody that you spent time with God, you also don't have to tell nobody that you ain't spent time with God. Just as much as it'll show up on your face, it'll show up in your faith, it'll show up in your favor that you have spent time with God, it'll also show up on your face, show up in your faith, and show up in your favor that you ain't spent no time with God. And the reason some folks are so miserable is not because they hate church, it's because they ain't spent no time with the Lord. Reason some folks come in, their faith is small. Service after service, day after day, year after year. Is because if this is all you got, this is not enough to sustain you. This is life support. And I promise you, if you only eat three times a week, you're malnourished. You're anemic. About half starved to death. And you ain't got to tell nobody. It just shows up. It just shows up. But if you eat three times a day, amen, spend some time going back for seconds and thirds, I'll guarantee you it'll show up on you, amen. Stand your feet. We walk out here today, I wonder. Somebody's around you for more than 5 minutes. Which one of those things shows up on you?